Good friends and fish. Good friends and fish. Good friends and fish. Good friends and fish. Who's the shittest bloke on this pod? His name is Fish. Good friends and fish.
Welcome everyone to episode 36 of Good Friends and Fish, the best podcast recorded from my kitchen. At least until Leroy does a spin-off of Luca News. I'm Stephen.
I'm Lee.
I'm Lexus.
General Chat!
So, Kingfisher beer, pretty nice.
It is good. What a weak start.
Maybe
it's a strong start. It's our first sponsor, perhaps.
It could be, yeah.
We're all sitting around, sipping on some sweet nectar.
Yeah, it's good.
Kingfisher beer.
Yeah.
Yep. Is it Indian?
It is, yeah.
It's premium, apparently. It's a premium beer.
I doubt that. It's not too bad, actually. How much did this cost a carton?
To be honest, I just grabbed a 60.
A six-pack?
Yeah.
You should just buy a six-pack.
Yeah.
That's such
no, I generally don't. I generally buy cartons.
Yeah.
But I was I had to bring it somewhere, so I was like, I'll just get a six-pack.
Nah. Always buy a carton.
Well,
you just put the rest of the carton in your boot or something.
Yeah.
What if you're trying a new flavor?
Yeah.
No. You don't want to buy
take
one.
Take the risk. Buy 24.
Do you commit? Do you commit?
Yes.
That's terrible advice to someone.
No. Well, you try them when you're in a bar. You buy one. If you've never tried a beer before, you buy one bottle, but when you're in a bar, you drink that. You're like, oh, that's not too bad. And then you buy a carton.
Right. Yeah, but when I'm in a bar, I probably had a few already. So I'm like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
I still want to have a tester like sober beer.
Nah.
Well, how's this? You're heading to a party.
Yep.
And you know they have like fridges and stuff.
Yeah.
You get yourself a 60. You don't get yourself a carton.
Yeah. Because
where are you going to put a carton? It's going to get stolen.
No, we're not 17 anymore.
I know.
People aren't stealing beers at parties.
Well, yeah,
I don't know what parties you go to. But...
Actually, when you go to a party, something I try to do now is buy a Kingfisher or something that not everyone at the party is going to have. Because if you go to like a stock standard, like Super Dry, sorry to people that aren't Australian don't know these beers, and you go to the party, you see other people drinking Super Dry, you're like, I feel like I've got less Super Dry.
Is that my Super Dry? Like, I swear, I brought 12 Super Drys.
Yeah.
Like,
I've had four. There's one left. So that does still happen, man. And I'm 27.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's times
to steer clear of those parties.
Just parties all together.
I prefer just to buy a carton by myself.
Watch some porn and crack through a carton.
Exactly.
Just watch Bridget Jones's Diary and masturbate.
Nothing wrong with that. That's Saturday night. You'll be up there.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I miss the old school parties where, like, if you were running low and stuff, you could just rack other people's drinks.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm guilty of sin when it comes to that. But when I was 16, 17, not as a 26-year-old.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I stole a beer out of someone's fridge.
Yeah, might have been a while.
It's definitely been a while. But you do go around there, like, that's the beauty of bringing a six-pack, though, as well, is, like, somebody else has brought a carton. It's like, oh, you don't have any more beers?
But you just leave the carton in the car that you're with.
How many people driving?
Well, if you catch a cab there.
Yeah.
Nah, well then, just hide your carton.
Hide in a bush.
It is such bad value for money that I can't warrant buying a six-pack. It's either a carton or nothing.
I think it's fine for a tester.
For a tester? Okay, what's your verdict?
I also think it's fine to get yourself a 60. Especially if you go on somewhere, you're like, oh, I don't want to be wasted, but don't have a carton on hand. 60, perfect.
What I can agree to is never buy a single beer from a bottle.
Oh, yeah, I don't know who does that. Like, I think just homeless people do that.
Just one at a time as well, because literally they don't have anywhere to put a carton.
Yeah.
No.
That's really mean, but...
Yeah, you're right, though. That's the only way to put keep their beer in the refrigerator.
Yeah, that's right. It's just one at a time, just a long neck, thanks.
Yeah.
I'll see you in 15 minutes.
Yeah. Keep that next one coming.
Roadies.
I've done it once before when, like, I've been walking from North Adelaide into the football and we're like, oh, we want a drink. Just went past a bottle, got a long neck, and then just did back streets to polish that one off before I got there.
Yeah. I still probably would have just bought a six-pack.
Well, I would just walk through the city just with a six-pack.
That's fine.
Waving at families on their way to the football.
Yeah.
Well, have you ever even been busted for public drinking?
No.
Never. I don't even think they even look out. I was walking down North Terrace on Saturday night just with a beer in my hand.
It's
no one batted an eye.
It's pretty lax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good feeling as well.
Oh, it's a great feeling.
You and I, Stephen, have done it a couple of times when we used to have double blacks.
Yeah.
We'd rock up in the city with half and a whole one, just like down one walking around with it.
Yeah.
It's great. I feel like a king.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, though, I was like 17, so underage as well. So you think you might get picked up for that. I remember walking down like Glen Osmond Road, like a main road, drinking like a Woodstock or something awful, like bourbon coke, 440 mil. Cop car just happens to be driving past in the opposite direction, and I remember jumping into a bush. Just like, shit! Came out with scratches and shit all over me.
Wow.
Saved the drink, though.
Yeah.
So
that's important.
Yeah.
You just half expect the cop to do, like, just pull on the handbrake, do something out there, really. Like, oh, shit.
Do you know what I found out the other day? It's true. The fine for being caught with a crop of weed in your backyard is half the price of the $320 fine for being caught driving using your mobile phone.
Well,
yeah. So driving with your mobile phone is technically more punishable than growing marijuana. Yeah. In your backyard.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I can kind of see it, like, if you're on your phone texting and then just slam into a family of, like, children.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, whereas if you're just listening to Bob Marley.
you're interacting
with less people. That actually makes a lot of sense to me now that I think about it.
Well, I suppose so. Good on the SA police. What they do.
Yeah.
Right away.
SA police. Smoke weed every day. That's their new slogan, isn't it?
Yeah, probably. That or keeping the community safe. Some shit.
Yeah.
Some it's one nonsense. Of
yeah, I'm not sure which of those two it is.
There was a vote taken.
Yeah. No, alright. Alright, well, yeah, so during the week, had a few cheeky drinks at a comedy show that you did, Quirbs.
No, plug away!
Well, not really, because it happened, so you missed it, suckers.
Yeah.
Good show, though. Unless you got another show you want to plug?
No, I'm just trying to think. Well, I'll be at the Marion again in 2 weeks' time.
Marion Hotel, if you're in the Adelaide area.
Yeah.
Go check him out.
Doing a little gig.
Likely to be a good show.
Oh, mate, it will be a ripper.
Be a ripper?
Yeah.
What I was thinking, though, is Frank Woodley was headlining that. Do you have any good stories about, like, fairly big headline acts? Like, oh, this guy did something you wouldn't expect that you can share with the listeners?
I don't know. Well, Sam Simmons.
Yeah.
Very true nice dude. Though. Yeah, yeah. If you know Sam Simmons, he does very outrageous, bizarre comedy. But he's just an absolute legend, right? Because we had a gig at the Marion, and it was sold out. Big show. And there were people that were sitting alongside, and they were just kind of talking throughout the warm-up acts.
Yeah.
And so Sam Simmons himself just goes up and sits next to him. And they're just like, oh, Sam, what's going on? And he just turns to him and goes, shh. I'm trying to watch the show. Can you be quiet?
Good
guy. Like, and it just blew their minds. They're like, holy shit, Sam Simmons is sitting next to us. It was like, oh, guys, can you just shut up? I'm trying to watch the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was like, wow. That's mega props to him.
Yeah, for sure, man.
That is fucking hilarious. So.
Who's the like the biggest name you think you've met through your comedy act?
I briefly met Will Anderson, but that was just a g'day hi kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, you chat to them all after you do the gig, so whether they actually remember, who knows?
Yeah. They all seem like, because it seems like pretty chilled out to like Marion, like, it seemed like anyone could have just gone up and speak.
Oh, and they did. Well, I mean, it's, you know, you finish your show, no matter whether you're the biggest name or smallest name, and then you walk and sit next to the pool table.
Like, and if you're single, you sit next to the biggest honey there.
Yeah.
And you go, how funny was I?
Yeah.
Because I was coming to say goodbye to you. Mm. And because most people must have been going to see Frank Woodley.
Yeah.
And one of your other comedy mates was like, don't be shy, hey, just get up there.
Oh, yeah, that's what he told me about that.
And I was like, dude, like, he's up. I was like, you're going to hold my hand? I'm just trying to say goodbye to my friend. Yeah. My hands got over defensive, though, because I was like, all right, he's up. Just trying to say goodbye to Quirks.
Yeah. But you're looking like hell timid as you're going up there.
Not really. You were in the middle of a conversation.
Yeah. And, I came up. I was like, oh, dude, have a chat. And before, then catch you later.
While I was waiting to say goodbye to Quirks, this dude's like, don't be scared, man. Just get up there. Like, do I look frightened?
I'm just being polite, dickhead. Yeah. Rather than just jumping in the middle of a conversation. Like, oh, Quirpsy. Yeah. This guy often talk to me.
But no. So yeah, that's another benefit. If you're thinking about getting along to a show,
nah,
you can meet your comedy idols, I guess.
And it is kind of like, oh, and I've got hundreds of non-interested patrons. It is kind of weird though. It's like you more so just meet and greet people, not lining up for them, waiting to chat and stuff. I remember when my girlfriend and I went and saw Naboo DJ.
Word.
Now, Naboo from the Mighty Boosh, the shaman. And the party was huge. It was like this sold out thing at Adelaide Uni. He was DJing. Everyone was dressed up as their favourite Mighty Boosh character.
Who are you?
I went as Mr. Harrison.
Which one's that?
You know, the pink-headed octopus man?
Right.
Like, this is an outrage!
Yeah. I went to see him. Great.
So I had a pink shower cap on, my face was painted pink, and I had, like, tentacles sewn to my collar.
Did your girlfriend go as Naboo?
No, she went as the, what's his name, the shaman with the door in his head.
Oh, he's sick.
Some the people one? Call me Willy Wop Wop. Yeah, the guitarist dude.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Check out Mighty Boosh if you haven't seen it.
Yeah,
we just give everything plugs today.
It's a plug-a-thon.
I miss it.
Oh, dude.
I'm just going to go home and watch it. No, I've seen it.
Oh, yes.
You need to watch it. I miss watching it.
Yeah, so good. But, no, that's right. They had this, like, after party at Rocket Bar.
Mm.
And everyone's just there drinking and shit. And Naboo rocks up. And he's kind of like sitting in the corner in this roped off section with like a couple of his friends who have obviously flown over from him. And there was just like literally lines of women just waiting to like try and get in there and all that. And I was there. I was like, oh, fuck this shit. So I went out the back just to have a cigarette. And then as that happens, like he comes down 2 minutes later to have a cigarette. I'm like, oh, hey, how you doing? We just chatted for like 2-3 minutes, had a photo with him, went back up. And my girlfriend's up there just like, oh, I'm trying to get in here to meet him. I'm like, oh, I just had a durry with him.
Check out this picture.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, check that out.
That's the best for your kids.
No, yeah, exactly. Smoking makes you cooler at the end of the day. I think that's what happened.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I can get behind that message.
I mean, I always got people with lung cancer. I'm like, that is a cool dude.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Nothing sexier than emphysemic cough.
Yeah. Cough up some time. Yeah, all right. That's good.
There's a lesson. I think we've learned a lesson in that, and that's to meet people with tobacco products.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or marijuana. If you weed.
Yeah, or you can smoke weed.
There's not much punishment for it, apparently.
No.
Just grow your own.
Grow your own.
Don't deal it. Just grow your own. Be responsible. Grow your own plant.
And then just smoke copious amounts, because you're not going to run out. You've got heaps.
Yeah.
Get a bit of horticulture.
Heaps.
That's it. Get a green thumb.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Help the environment as well.
Yeah.
I should.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah,
Would it still produce oxygen?
Well, it would reduce.
There you go.
It would reduce your carbon footprint because you're not driving to your dealer's house. You're just walking out to your back, chopping off a little bit of bud.
That's true.
And smoking it.
And it's taken in carbon dioxide as well. So
yeah.
Put it straight in your compost. Great.
Boom.
Yeah.
Get those worms high.
Yeah.
Get rid of your toilet. Start pissing and shitting into your own compost as well.
Yeah. That's don't need a shower anymore.
Something I like more than
knock your house down.
Smoke a bit of shit weed.
Yeah.
That's a good blend.
Yeah. That certainly tastes like dinner from 3 weeks ago.
All right. Enough plugs.
Heaps of plugs there.
Let's get into our first segment, shall we?
All right. With my segment, improvisational comedy. I've got AIDS. All right, so I want to give you guys a couple of scenarios, which, because Fez isn't here, I now have to be in, which sucks, because I'll be terrible at this.
Well, we don't downplay it before we started.
Anyway, so got a couple of scenarios for you guys. I'll lay it out, and then I just want us to run with it. Just do your best.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Okay, so for the first one, me and Stephen will be at a party, just having beers, chatting, okay? Just talking to each other about
this is
going to
take a lot of, like, my acting skills to imagine what that's like. Chatting with a beer at a party.
Yeah. It'll be difficult, but do your best. All right, so Querbs, yeah. like in a few minutes, is about to rock up to the party.
Mm-hmm.
But you've had a real busy day. You got up in the morning, you basically changed for the party, then you've been doing activities all day. So you haven't had time to take a massive shit. So you're in that stage, you're like, I've really got to take a dump, but you can't. So you've just been like farting it out because you've been busy, man.
Too busy to shit.
Yeah, what just go with it, dude. Yeah, and
that's
then,
all I do. That is a busy day.
Minutes before the party, you tried to let out a fart. But you followed through and you have shit yourself a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But you've decided just to come to the party anyway.
Has he still? Does he still want to release the rest at some point?
Well, no. Like, you and I are right near the start, so he's come over to have a chat before he can, like, get in and clean things up. Bit of shit in his pants.
Okay.
He's not there yet.
Okay.
But you'll come in, like, moments after, all right?
Okay. So I've chat myself at the party or just before going?
Just before you come in, chat to me and Steven. Might be a bit of a scent that we may be able to pick up.
Yeah.
All right. Ready? Go. So this is a good party.
Yeah. Steven? How good is this party? How good is drinking beers at parties
drinking
and chatting
with mates? Drinking
beers with
mates is the best thing. I mean, you and I have just come from a raging pre-drink session.
Oh,
so
dude. It was crazy,
we
man.
We are wasted.
Where we were also drinking and chatting with friends.
Very good. I mean, just good times.
Yeah.
So what do you think of Australia's budget at the moment?
I think it's quite good, actually.
It's dire straits, I think.
I feel like people are giving it too much of a hard time.
We, yeah. You know what I don't like? Social media armchair activists.
Yeah,
I mean,
I agree. It's like, oh, like my Facebook page if you don't like Tony Abbott. Yeah, that's changing the world.
Yeah. You got a couple of likes there, yeah. Hey.
Oh, hey guys, how you doing? Hey, Stephen.
Hey,
what's up? Hey, Alexis, how are you?
Okay, we're just drinking at a party with friends.
Yeah.
Snap.
It's a party. Yeah. Good old house party.
Yeah. How good is this place?
Oh, it's pretty good.
I love what you've done with
it. It's pretty good. Oh, we didn't get here that long ago ourselves. We just had a pre-drink sesh.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't doing anything, but well, actually, that's a lot. I've been flat out today.
So oh, yeah? What have you been up to?
Oh, sometimes I had to... Well, I got up early because I had to take the dog to the parlour because it had a knotted hair and all that, so I needed to get fixed.
Yeah.
And then after that,
right.
Went home.
Wait, sorry, can I just stop here? Speaking of dogs, do they have a dog here? It smells a bit funky in here.
It's a bit of a wet dog smell.
A bit of like a weird, it's almost like they've rubbed their dog in curry type of smell. That's what
they've
done. Curry
bit
dog.
Of a Vindaloo dog.
Yeah.
I can't smell it.
A Vindaloo dog.
Where's it coming from?
I don't know.
Anyway, go back to what you're talking about, man.
Yeah, anyway, so yeah, I did that, went to the shops, you know, just daily stuff I had to buy, and then I got home and I realised that my car was due for a service that day, so I had to drive all the way back and then start walking home, and that was like 20-30 minutes.
Yeah,
I was just walking and it was full on.
Tear it up from this dog, man.
Actually, I'll just stop you for a second. We might be near a toilet or something, so maybe you guys just want to move over to the side of the... We'll just walk over there now.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah.
So, you're right, man. You look a little bit...
No, that's right. It's a bit cold. I might stand by the heater. You guys can stand.
No, we haven't seen you in ages, man. Come here. Get closer. Get in closer.
That's real good to see.
Group hug.
Dog. I don't know. I mean, there must have been. I'll check. Maybe someone stepped in shit.
Everyone check your shoes.
Check shoes. Oh,
yeah.
I
stepped in dog
shit. Can I look at the shit?
Why do you want to look at dog shit? I stepped in it. It's disgusting.
It's funny. No,
I'll wipe it. Look, I'll wipe it. There we go. I wipe it on the grass.
Nothing came out. We're inside a house. Where'd you get the grass from?
Well, you don't want
to. Oh, you can put the marijuana on the ground.
I don't know. You guys are crazy. You're drunk.
Is someone fired it? Because it smells like shit. Literally.
The
thing
they don't
shit.
I don't know what it is.
Dog.
I have no idea what it is. I don't know. I have no idea what it is. Do you guys need another beer? I was just going to go and get
No,
I've
no,
got
we're
a full
good.
Beer.
We're good now. I'm
this
actually...
I'm got a skull. Let's go.
Skull,
hey.
Skull,
yeah.
Skull,
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 skull, skull, I've got to get another beer.
That's not mad. I've got a set of beers right here. Just have one of these.
Nah, I don't want to take a beer. That shit. You always buy, right? You buy, you bought a six pack. You don't have enough to share, man. I'll go to my carton. I've got my carton.
I've got a carton, man. We're standing right next to the Esky.
No, you never buy cartons. You told me the other day that you just buy six packs.
And you gave me good advice, so here's my first ever
You
carton.
Actually listened to me?
Yeah, I did.
See, you know you can trust me. I never lie. See?
Oh, it stinks here.
I feel like I'm going to throw up.
This is awful.
I can't even enjoy
the beer. You just sculled that beer. How many beers have you sculled? No one even feels sick.
That shit smells coming from you, bro.
Nah.
It's yeah.
I told you,
Canadian.
If I stepped in shit, it must still be like.
Let me have a little sniff of your ass.
What?
Sniff my ass. I think. Yeah.
Is that required, Maxi?
We need to do that.
Let's have a joint sniff of the ass.
Look, all right. I guarantee you, when I get my carton, because if it's gonna be one of these parties, I'll go to my car. I'll get my carton. We'll do this properly because I'm gonna be hammered if I'm gonna be seen with my ass sniff in front of all these random people. Right, give me 5 minutes. My car's all the way down the street, so just stay here, and I'll get the car.
All right. I'm ready my nose.
Yeah. Be away with you, boy.
Well,
finished. Yeah. Good.
Do you think I've backed out of that world?
You know, you're not bad.
Did
pretty well.
Yeah. You probably didn't push hard enough.
No.
You went back. Straight up, you shut yourself. I know your backstory.
Yeah. You don't really want to do that, though.
No.
I wouldn't be like, dude, you fucking shat yourself.
But the thing is, like, this is where it's flawed. You'd have to be completely socially retarded to shit yourself and then not do something about it before you go.
How about you ring the doorbell and then you shit yourself and then somebody opens the door and let you in and then you're like, well, do you have to back up then?
Yeah, you'd just be like, oh shit, sorry, I forgot something from my car. I'll be back in 5 minutes.
Okay,
that's about it.
They've got their arm around you, they're showing you around the house.
Well, then you're like, oh shit, I'm so sorry. I've got to go.
Yeah,
and get something.
I just feel like I've got to take just walk in. Just like, hey, good to see you. I really got to take a massive piss. It's been a long time.
Yeah, and then what? Would you just ditch the undies? Just free will?
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
100%.
Because I've shaved myself
the top of the toilet.
Yeah. Hide it behind the faucet.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's not a bad one because you really don't want to put it in the communal bin. Or if you do, you just like cover it with a layer of toilet paper.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and you really don't want to have like. Your name written on the back of it?
Yeah.
Texture?
Who names their underwear still?
I kind of feel like it would be funny if you did.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, maybe I should start doing that.
Definitely should.
All right, do you have another
thing? Yeah, I've got another one. So this time, let's just say it ended up being a massive night after Lee Querbin cleaned himself up.
Sure.
Just a huge night.
So fast forwarding.
Yeah, so Lee Querbin, myself, and Steven, we all decided to meet up for breakfast the next day.
Yeah.
Me and Querbin are not too bad because we had a bit of an easy one. But you started getting most of my carton because you only had a six pack yourself.
Yeah.
And you were like blind drunk.
Okay.
So you don't remember a thing from
the
night.
Okay. This is sounding familiar.
Yeah. So just you and I at breakfast. Yep. And then we're going to tell him about the events of last night.
Okay.
Oh, so Stephen can't remember shit.
He can't remember a thing.
Oh,
I come in late, breakfast.
Yeah, or I come in late again.
Yeah.
Me and Querbin will enjoy ourselves some breakfast. And then
you guys start some breakfast banter and I'll come in.
Yeah, so just at Cafe Montezuma's.
Montezuma's, yeah.
Another plug on this show?
Even though it's a Mexican
breakfast.
Place.
Who cares?
Anyway,
breakfast
burrito. Breakfast burritos all round, so.
Wow. All right. How's your breakfast burrito?
It is hitting the spot, man, because still a bit seedy from last night. But
yeah, I'm struggling as well.
Thankfully, took it easy.
Mm.
So yeah,
I was still saying a hash brown here as well. I just need something to kind of, just my guts are all just all liquidy.
Made
still.
With real hash
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
that's it. This was Amsterdam. It's not, though. It's Montezuma's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is not a country. It's a cafe, which we're
definitely.
In.
Oh,
enjoying
this.
Oh, here he is.
Oh, it's you. I can't believe you finally got
in. Oh, my God. Look what the cat dragged in.
Oh, I feel like a cat dragged me in, man.
You look like shit, bro.
Do I?
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Yeah. Do you remember anything
from last night? I remember there was a funky dog smell at one point.
Yeah, I can't remember. But so much crazy shit happened.
It was prominent.
Didn't somebody put curry on a dog or something?
Curry on a dog? Oh, fuck.
Man, you must have been messed up last night. Jesus.
Do you remember nothing?
Was it good, though?
I think you had a bit better time than we did, though.
Yeah,
did I?
My God.
Do you remember Michael?
Mikey, who's that? Whose friend's that? Is he a good dude?
Oh, well, he is a good dude until he found you with someone.
What?
Don't you remember that, man? Big Mikey.
Big Mikey. Oh, yeah, Mikey Mike.
He's the bodybuilder. Yeah.
No, I remember. Just, like, tell me what you thought happened, though, because I kind of remember.
Well, old Mikey Mike was talking to us.
Michael,
too, right?
Yeah, Michael. Remember the dude well now.
And, like, he was talking to us, which is cool, because we were facing the other way, and we were seeing that you were getting quite comfortable with his daughter.
Whoa.
Who, let's say, wasn't old enough to be drinking at the party.
Because
The
party took place in America and she was 20, hopefully.
Well,
again, we're here at Cafe Montezuma's, which is an Australian restaurant.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Let's say she was on the barely legal side of driving age.
That, well, okay, but on the legal side of
driving age.
Of, like,
okay. Well, I don't know. It was interesting.
Yeah.
But that wasn't.
No, I don't know if that was me, man. Don't know if that was me.
Well, I don't think you knew who yourself was last summer. That's how smashed you were.
Yeah.
But it wasn't actually the daughter that was the main problem.
Oh, okay. Good. Yeah. So the daughter, nothing really happened with the daughter?
Yeah. Nah, well,
you know me, man. It's not my style. I don't just hook up with random people at parties.
I mean, there was that other thing. You decided to... Do you remember going up into the host mum's bedroom?
I was just like, you know, washing the beer off my t-shirt or something, wasn't I? Is that what happened?
Well, washing your beer off your t-shirt? Whoa.
That might have been where you went up there, but that's not why you stayed up there.
Yeah.
Sleep, yeah. No, I was so
do you remember taking the Nutella with you? Because I know their dog's a real pain, and so they lock it up in the bedroom up there.
Yeah.
All we could hear was his giggling from somewhere. Like, it's really almost ticklish giggling.
Do you remember he had the matches up there with him too, Quirpsy?
Yeah.
The matches?
Yeah. What was he doing with them?
Oh, fuck no. All we heard this giggling. And we knew that the Nutella was going, well, I don't know. We knew the dog was up there. So it sounded sus, man. Like, by the sounds of it, you were putting the Nutella on your balls and having the dog lick
okay.
It off. All right.
There's no way that.
But when.
You guys are fucking with the guys with
that. Nah, fuck off. No, when we actually went up there, that wasn't the case. You had lit some of the candles on the bedroom.
Yeah. Just trying to. You know,
and you were putting hot wax on your nipples whilst the dog licked it off to soothe it.
You
kept on yelling, my soothing dog, my soothing dog.
I mean, sometimes you do that, bro. You know how it is. You've been there with the old dog lick before, you know.
Never. Nah, that's fucked. I mean, I've done some pretty crazy shit in my time, but I've never had a dog lick my nipples.
It's those bloody kingfishers, man, I reckon. Never again will have... Every time I have a kingfisher, dog and wax.
Every time. I mean, yeah, maybe it's time to laugh those kingfishers.
Yeah, but they're premium beer, so you know.
You only had six of them as well, you fucking lightweight.
Yeah. So we're just keeping this between lads, though. Hey?
I'll put it on Facebook.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah.
That seems like a bad blow move.
I had a GoPro on all night and I was just filming it. Just a head mounted GoPro.
What were you doing there?
Was I doing it? Yeah, I was just following you around. Just GoPro on you. Just had it mounted on the forehead.
I don't know about this, lads. I might just not be friends with you guys anymore. You can't accept a man who loves his dog or someone else's dog.
We can't, and that's really why we invited you to breakfast.
That's why we're here.
We want to say that this is over.
Oh, so this is a breakup burrito, is it?
Ding.
What is going on? Is anyone still there?
That went off the rails a bit.
You want to do it too?
Yep, I'm done.
You're done.
Done.
Okay. Alright. Well, rolling on the theme of a bit of improvisational comedy.
Improvisational comedy.
This time without AIDS, although the last segment didn't have too many. Let's kick it on to... Oi, let's go on a contour of the country, mate. And for people that get offended, contour is spelled like country, so ease up, guys.
Yeah.
Complain about the AIDS, don't complain about the cunt, please. So this segment works. So I recently went to Monardo Zoo, which for those that don't know, is kind of like a Jurassic Park. without dinosaurs.
What?
It's a Jurassic Park, yeah. It's not dissimilar.
It's definitely a park. You've got that part wrong.
It's pretty similar to Jurassic Park, man, because you go through like these different areas and gates open up. It's like, we know, in the carnivore exhibit. And, like, lions and shit come up to the bus. And you drive to the next one.
So they actually came up to the bus?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Because I was talking to so many people there, and they're like, oh, you don't really see anything except for dirt. But they come up.
No, it was good, man. They come up. We actually, you have to give way to the animals. So we had like this standoff with the ostrich that wouldn't get off the bridge. We just stare at the bus because they know that you can't do shit about it.
Yeah, yeah.
So no, it was good. So anyway, another plug. If you haven't been to Minardo Zoo, get right in
there. Get yourself there.
Yeah. But anyway, I was thinking about this. I'm like, this is a great way to see animals. You know, a few hours of your day, bang, you pretty much don't need to go to Africa anymore.
Yeah.
So as a result, I was thinking they should do this for more things. Namely, I was thinking Australia. If you only had a couple of days, I mean, it's a long flight over here from most places in the world.
It is.
So you're probably going short a holiday. Yeah, well, yeah.
A good two. Yeah. I mean, you definitely want to pack a book with you. Yeah. You might get bored.
So that might cut into your leave time. Yeah. So you don't have a lot of time here. So no. I think it'd be fantastic if you could get into like an Australia park, like do a tour of the country, but just get on a bus and these different gates open up and just see different, you know, different people,
areas, yeah,
the different culture that Australia has to open. So let's just get on this bus right now and let's go through maybe six stages of this park.
Okay.
So all right, you got on board. Your host at the front. That's you for the first time.
I'm the host. I'm the guide.
You're the guide. So each of us will be the guide. So we kind of tag in and out. There's three guides on this bus.
Cool.
Right. Only seven seats.
It is jam packed for main patrons.
All right. So take us through. So we're just going on the bus.
Okay. So welcome everybody to the Australia tour bus. So put your hand up before if you have been on a tour with us.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. One of you, fantastic. Well, it doesn't matter. We're here to have a great time. And if you have any questions, please don't ask me because I have no idea what I'm doing because this is all improvised. Anyway, we're going to go to our first exhibit now, which is called the Melbourne Artius Wankius, which is known as the Melbourne Art Wanker. So if we just have a look on this side there, you'll see that a group of Melbourne wankers are actually are commuting over what they call a morning coffee. Now, they take great pride in this because they will complain about every bit of the coffee, whether the milk's too burnt, whether it's too hot, too cold, not soy latte. And you can see them hovering around a milk crate and what they sit on, which is quite unusual for most people in the Melbourne region, as the chair is the preferred method of sitting. But they prefer a milk crate or anything that really isn't furniture, because that's seen as being very artistic.
So they don't enjoy support at the back?
No, not at all, because they figure the more they can hunch, the closer they can get to their cheap rolly cigarettes, and it makes it easy to roll. You also notice that they're wearing scarves, regardless of the fact that it's now 35 degrees at Monarto. Any Monarto, other questions?
Yeah. What do they do with all the animals at Monarto?
What do they do with all the animals? Well, that's a very interesting question. If you go to our website, www.fuckoffcunt, they will tell you exactly what's happened with the animals. So please never speak to me again.
Alright, that's good. That's good.
Good tour.
Alright.
That was fun.
Well, it looks like we're coming up to the next gate of the park. Oh, there it is.
Yeah. All right, so I'm your host today, and I'll be taking you through the Northern Territory Bougainville.
I thought we just had a host. Who are you? It's the same day, isn't it?
I said I'm your next host.
You said you're my host today.
So we're on a seven-seater bus, and there's four hosts. Why don't we cut costs and just have one host the whole way through?
Why are you hosts arguing?
Just, guys, I'm trying to take this tour. All right, so here we are. On your left, the first thing I'd like to show you guys is a crocodile.
A crocodile.
Crocodile.
Mm.
So these crocodile are very numerous here in Northern Territory.
Yeah.
And the local folk like to hear about them all the time. So they'll be your front of the newspaper nearly every day.
Excuse me. I'm here from like New York, right? I want to see like a gorilla, okay? You show me the crocodile. I want to see gorilla. Okay, can you do that? Can you show me?
Yeah, like a fucking you're being gorilla? Very loud there.
Yeah.
Like there's no gorillas here on this sort of, this tour here.
Oh, what is this? I can't take pictures of any of this. You expect me
to take a photo of a giant fucking lizard? Right, I want to take a photo of a hairy man. What did I pay for here, you know?
I'm with the big ugly man in the back.
By the way, I fucking like the other host better. He had a little bit of pizzazz about him. You're just so boring, you know?
Maybe Jesus. You guys should shut your face before I come back there and punch
your teeth
in.
Yeah, I'd like to see you try. Dickhead.
Don't punch me. I'm scared.
All right, on to our next host. I've had enough.
Alright guys, how's everyone doing today?
Fine until I didn't see a fucking gorilla.
Yeah, no, that's all good, man. We're not in Africa, so shut the hell up, Yankee boy. Alright, so I'm your host, Steven, now. Lexus just took us through the great tour of the crocodiles. Unfortunately, the crocodile dolls didn't come out today, but they're always a good sign. So we're going now to the parochial Perthus.
Oh.
Parochial Perthus is where our Western Australian comrades hang out, and they pretend like they're a different country than the rest of Australia, but actually, they're just the worst version of us all. They have these things called, look, if you look really quiet, really quietly, you can see the cubs. These are the cashed up bogans that we have over there. They have a lot of money, and they spend a lot of it on souping up their cars, which lose $50,000 in value. And we got any questions here? we just got to let me talk about.
Yeah, I've got a question. Why is this tour so shit?
It said on the brochure that the tour will go for 1 hour, but we are already near the end. It's only been 3 minutes. Is there an extra a park that we are traveling to?
Yeah, no, man. At the end, we throw boomerangs around for about 45 minutes, so look forward to that.
Oh, boomerang.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that like Skrillex Bangarang, or is it
You can dance a dubstep if you want, bro. Oh,
pretty good. I like this tune now.
Okay. What's that? Oh, we're leaving Perth now. Because nobody wants to fucking be there anyway. I'm going through the next gate. Oh, we're coming up to the gate now, and I'll pass you back to your first host.
All right, guys. So who? Give me a cheer if you're having fun so far.
I've wasted all my money on this.
I always love a jokester. Which brings us to our next part, which is the Bonython Park Circus. Yes, this is a very famous event that happens, let's face it, every 2 months fairly. So in this particular circus, we see that animals are actually mistreated, which is quite fun. Mm. We have an endangered elephant that we got from somewhere.
Elephants!
We choose not to
elephants!
Ask.
I have elephants back home! I come to Australia to see elephants. I don't know what country I'm from, but there's elephants there!
You might be from South Africa, maybe. That might be where you're going from.
There are elephants everywhere! I came to Australia.
That was the mating call of the elephant right there. That,
the Australian elephant.
That did. Look, I really should have stayed in university for longer with my communications degree. I don't know what you fucking want from this tour, alright? But we've shown you a crocodile, we've shown you a circus, we've shown you pretty much everything that we can come up with last minute. And if you don't like it, you can fucking leave, alright? I've had a gut full of this tour. Here's your next size. Now, let me off here. I don't care if I get eaten to death by an elephant.
Why is the elephant eating people?
Alright, well, that host has run away. But just you and me, Steve, trying to deliver this train wreck home.
Ooh, yeah, let's go.
Here we are. All right,
two hosts left. Yep. At least the host didn't shoot himself this time. That's what generally happens when we go on this tour.
Alright, so here we are, arriving in the next stop, which is the old Adelaide suburb of Burnside.
Ooh, Burnside.
So here we are. So as we go through, I'll just ask everyone to get out their mochaccino skinny hot soy latte, please.
Okay.
And then
I'm lactose intolerant, so I appreciate the soy.
Yep. And then I'll ask you guys to...
Excuse me.
Yes, the bad stereotype.
Yes. My coffee is too hot, and I believe that
I am sitting in the eraser seat. can I please get off the eraser seat? It is burning me.
Hey, essay, shut up, man.
Yeah, maybe shut your face.
How many kids shut up, hombre? And somebody explain to me why there are only 7 people on this bus, but there's more than 7 accents going around.
I've got bipolar! Which means that I'm saying different things on the different accents, you know? So who knows?
Anyway, Mike, I'll shut these cats up.
Anyway,
tell us about Burnside.
All right, so the next place we're going is the Burnside Shopping Centre, everyone. So I want you to have a look at the middle-aged housewives who are walking around. Even though they're not extremely well off, you see how they've got their heads turned up and they're looking straight down their nose at you. So that's the way they walk around all day. They legitimately think they're better than you. It's quite a common sight around here. Any questions?
I got no questions.
The toilet door is locked. I need to go take a deuce. Toilet door is locked.
Is this toilet going to end soon? I want to throw that boomerang, man.
All right, guys. Well, I'm just going to reach into this top drawer here. Oh, look, it's a 9mm. Let's see how that tastes in the mouth.
All right, guys. So, it's your host Steven back coming into the last part of the tour. This is the last part. It's quick. We're going to go to Kangaroo Island here. Just ignore the blood splattered on the window. And the man getting eaten by the crocodile outside the window. So yeah, Kangaroo Island, it's a place where you can go and just act like you're about 70 years old, really. Go see some kangaroos, eat some bee. Bees honey is what I was going for. Chasing penguins and just in general act like you're a geriatric. So if that tickles your fancy and you find that about as exciting as this tour has been.
This tour does not meet my fancy, yeah? It is 9 wunderbar.
Alright, German man.
And if that didn't come up, I fart.
Alright, and with the ceremonial fart, we shall all exit the bus. Thanks for coming, guys.
Good.
Done. Our battery is running low at the Good Friends and Fez, as is our ideas, which is quite obvious. But that's alright, we're going to do our one last little segment, and it's called Ouch! That's Gotta Hurt! Alright, and Ouch! That's Gotta Hurt is all about... I'm going to ask the guys on the podcast, when was the last time they saw a horrific non-sporting injury? So whether it be a drunken injury or just a pedestrian or something. And then what they would do in order for that accident to never happen again. What safety mechanisms would you put in place so that never happens again? Yeah, let's keep this punchy because our battery is about to fucking die. So,
all right,
Lexus. Boom, injury.
All right, so my injury, I was standing at the bus stop once. People tend to get pretty close to the road, sticking their heads out to see if the bus is coming.
That's okay.
Oh, wow. Let's see where this is going.
Yes. And so I was waiting, and there was, I think he was pretty young, about 15 years old, but he was waiting with his family and kept like putting his head out. And the bus came up, and like, so the bus had to get around a car and like move in. So it's coming on quite an angle. And you know, the front of the bus can like go over the curb a little bit.
Yeah.
The mirror hit the kid in the face.
Oh, wow. Ouch.
As it was coming in, and the kid went down. Like, all his family was, like, looking after him. I think the dad got pretty annoyed with the bus driver. So,
yeah.
I think he was okay, but he looked like instant black eye. You know, when you've been hit and just, like, start swelling up. And I felt pretty sure. I was just like, man, that would have hurt a lot. Because you got the whole bus weight behind you.
Shit.
So, what I would implement to stop that sort of thing from happening, aside from common sense, is, you know, when like you're getting on a roller coaster at Disneyland or something,
they'll
have individual gates for people and they'll say, yeah, 4 here, 4 here, 4 here. Before every sort of public transport, like a train or a bus or something, they'll make people line up in gates, and only after the person's lined up, they can jump on the bus. And that way you don't get cutting or anything like that going on.
Yeah, hate people cutting, man. Like, especially in the city at peak hour, all these kids are lining up.
But it's like, oh, just to get on a fucking bus.
Yeah. Like, well, to get a seat, really. You don't care where order you're in as long as you get a seat, generally.
That's true.
Unless you're 12 years old and you want to get the back of the bus.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Stick to cool gum on the back of the seat.
Putting up.
Finger
cat.
Yourself on the back of the bus. Nah, never did that.
No, never did that. That
haven't
that
was, lived.
That's just you.
Just me.
Yeah, right.
Finger up the chocolate.
Oh, really?
You'll be okay.
Up the penis hole?
Up the penis.
Those are some thin fingers.
Yeah.
Or a large penis
opening. Yeah, well, just
stretch
12.
The shit out of it.
Put your finger in. Finger your pee hole.
I feel like we've introduced another safety hazard.
Yeah. All right, well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Save many lives, Lexus, which is what we want. Yep. Steven!
All right, mine is kind of genital related. You know how you get those poles and you kind of, they're about as high as your waist, say.
Yeah.
Bollards. Mm-hmm. And you like often like leapfrog over them type things. So you put your hands down, you jump over them like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, no shit.
Yeah, so I saw a dude once with like a steel bollard.
Yeah.
He put his hands, but his hands slipped. And he like, fell on like a heaps weird angle and like crushed his ball. Go to the medical room type thing.
Jeez.
This is like primary school. And, yeah, I'm pretty sure he was in a pretty bad way. Like,
wow.
It was,
so he just completely crushed his testicles.
Yeah, it was not... Yeah, it was bad damage, I'm pretty sure. Like, he wasn't at school the next day.
Ouch.
Yeah, so it wasn't just like a sack tap.
It was a sack between a vice.
Yeah.
And crushing it.
Getting crushed. Especially because I think it was a weird angle. Anyway, way to resolve this is kind of make them more, like, censored. So if something slams down on it, it acts like an ejector seat, so it gives you like a force backwards. So you like as soon as you tap it, it's like bling, and just shoots you off it, which may hurt you.
So you would fly off into another inanimate object and crush your balls on that.
No, but you space them out as well. So have set distances between the bollards. So to persuade people against doing this bunny hop thing or leapfrog, whatever I called it, but also so that when you do hit it, you don't fly off into like another. Thing, I guess.
Yeah.
And also, it's good for like so birds aren't shitting on there. So birds sit on there, and birds just get fucking.
Yeah, just anything touches it. I love it.
Yeah,
just airbags just going off everywhere.
I like your logic to dissuade people from jumping over it. Make it eject them up into the air so they'll stop doing it.
Actually, now thinking about it, I throw rocks at that shit all the time and just like
kids just have a.
You just get about 50 rocks, throw them up in the air, just see them go everywhere.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Mm.
That'd be wicked fun.
Also, quite dangerous too.
Yeah. You know it'd be the worst though if you rested like a premium kingfisher on it.
Yeah,
it would shake up and it's
it'd shake up.
Yeah, but the kingfisher is so good. Anything left would still be good.
I suppose so. That's it. And hey, you can mop it up with a Chuck Super Wipe anytime. Still,
all right.
Okay, let's wrap up this segment.
Round this out.
All right.
Round up the segment. Round up the podcast.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yep. Do I do my little thing, or are we running out of battery?
No, do your thing.
All right, really quick.
You're running out of time. Do your thing. Do it now.
Go hurry up. What are you doing? All right, I was at Big Day Out. I was seeing Slipknot. I was in the mosh pit, and a guy got up on his mate's shoulders with a boogie board and tried to literally, you know, crowd surf on the boogie board.
Straight
idea.
Surf on the boogie board the best of time.
No, well, it didn't work out for him. It was
he standing up? Trying to stand
no,
up?
No, he was like trying to body surf.
Oh, okay.
So he jumped off his shoulders into this group of people, but these group of people just kind of stepped out of the way because the body was flying at them. And he landed straight on his arm and snapped his arm back. So it was his forearm. So his forearm was at a 90-degree angle with his upper arm. Going out in a kind of westerly, so it's almost how do you describe it? It was like his arm represented an L shape, let's put it that way.
But there, his elbow was pointing
the wrong way. He fucking dislocated his elbow, and it was sickening. This has been Good Friends and Fez.
Fuck off! How do you fix it? How do you fix it?
You fix it by putting an elbow pad on him.
Alright. That was it. That's episode 36, guys. If you got any plugs you want to hit us up with, hit us up on facebook.com/goodfriendsandfairs. And yeah, that's it. Lexus, anything? Time's about to run out.
This has been the worst episode I've ever
let
been
me save
to.
This by, let me save this by just saying something that's important, everyone. The thing that everyone needs to remember is to always